Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Well, pent-up travel demand has erupted, hasn't it?
Erupted is the right word to use there, because 2 years after tourism in Singapore came to a standstill, travelers are now finally getting back on those airplanes as entry and COVID-19 quarantine regulations are being eased or lifted in many parts of the world.
And the International Air Transport Association reported that the fastest increase in international tickets sold in January and February since the start of the pandemic has indeed been notable. Singaporeans, of course, starved for a change in scenery for the last 2 years. All of us can't wait to travel. Some of us already traveling, like Tim.
That's right. I am on my second... coming up to my second trip.
Can't even count anymore. So many.
Anyway,
only second. Okay, yeah,
only,
okay.
Well, I was gone for a long time last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I head start from everyone else. Anyway, a Skyscanner said it saw a 71% increase in searches. These are just searches. Searches in January. That is up from the previous month. A full recovery will be slow, though, and against this backdrop, Far East Hospitality has set its eyes on the Australian market, where it wants to accelerate its growth.
So, to find out more, Arthur Keong joins us, Chief Executive Officer of Far East Hospitality. Hi, Arthur.
Hello, Verity.
Nice to be speaking with you again, Arthur. I believe we did talk a couple of years ago, actually.
Always
more
a
than
pleasure.
That. Yeah. Tell me about this plan to go into the Australian market or to bring Australian-inspired hospitality to Singapore. What exactly are you planning here?
I think at the beginning of COVID, we took a view that this pandemic is not going to be a short one. It's going to be a pretty long one. And because the pandemic is going to be so significant, we thought that post-pandemic, the profile of customers are probably likely to change quite dramatically. And what we will have to do post-pandemic is to actually pivot to quality. And pivoting to quality means that we have to examine what are the top five markets that are coming to Singapore and have to reprioritize the market. Now, as you know, prior to COVID, the top five markets were China, India, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Australia. Australia contributed about 7%. But post-COVID, we are prioritizing the Australian market to make it higher up on the, if you like, on the hit list, because the Australian market, believe it or not, produces an average daily rate that is about 20% higher than the next country. Also, I think the Australians generally appreciate hotels that specialize in different lifestyles, and that's what our hotels are about and has been transformed into specialization on different types of lifestyle. Hence, we thought the Australian market would be a very good opportunity for us to pivot towards this general strategy of wanting to pivot to quality.
Arthur, how are you doing this then? What sort of extras are you putting up in your hotels?
Well, the thing is, we are taking two hotels or two properties rather than just to use the general term hotel.
Okay.
We took the Elizabeth Hotel, which was in need for refurbishment, and we have created the Elizabeth Hotel. You know, the location of Elizabeth Hotel that is on Mount Elizabeth actually lends itself very well to a little club. So we want to make the hotel like a little clubhouse for the Australian expat community that's staying in Singapore. There are about 20 to 30,000 Australians that stay in Singapore permanently. So how do you bring them to the hotel would be a reimagination of the type of products and services. So a part of having Australian brand like Vibe, we want to have a poolside bar which features Australian sports. We will have barbecues over the weekend, a lifestyle that is very conducive to what Australians are used to. We will have Australian products that's being available and sold at the hotel. And the entire service culture has got this Australian casual, Australian humor type of disposition. So it's a retraining of our staff, re-articulation of our product offerings, revamp of all our guest rooms. So it's quite a major transformation. For the hotel up on Mount Elizabeth, which was previously the Elizabeth Hotel and now it's going to be a Vibe. For the Regency House, it is a service residences. We're going to make it an Adina. Adina is a huge Australian brand. It's not only popular in Australia, but it has expanded into Germany as well, German-speaking Europe. So what we're going to do is going to make that hotel in theme of an Adina so that Australians who are traveling through Singapore would find this to be the preferred venue for them to stay, or for Australians that are coming to Singapore because they are making Singapore their home, that would be the place for them to hang out before they secure a permanent property. So these are the things that we are doing to give these hotels a very distinct Australian flavour, but of course with a Singapore twist.
Before we talk more about the Singapore twist, I can see how all of this would be very appealing to people who are living in Singapore but away from home, home being Australia. If they miss home, here's where they can go, right? And you mentioned that yourself. But wouldn't Australian tourists who are just passing through the country, wouldn't they benefit from experiencing Singaporean hospitality instead?
Well, I would ask you then, what is Singaporean hospitality?
Exactly.
What is Singaporean hospitality?
So what is Australian hospitality?
So I would argue with you, I would want to stay in a place where it has got the familiar trappings of what I'm used to. And then I can go out and everywhere outside the hotel offers Singaporean hospitality, right? So
Not necessarily, yeah. Some Singaporeans not so hospitable, huh?
is Singaporean hospitality for you. It's very straightforward, maybe.
Where are you going, huh?
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want?
So you give it a twist in the hotel, see? And besides, Arthur, this isn't an argument. We're just having a discussion. So
I guess, Arthur, when it
no,
comes
no,
to...
No, no, I mean, answer that.
Singapore.
So what are you trying to say then? That it's irrelevant to talk about Singaporean hospitality within such settings?
No, I think it's in terms of Singaporean hospitality. In my definition, is Singapore hospitality or Singapore-inspired hospitality, as I like to call it, comes with four main tenets. And the four tenets are, it provides comfort without excess. Mm. That's number one. Number two, it provides the aesthetics without ostentation. Number three is we are attentive, but we're not pretentious. Mm. And number four, we try to do things that are elegant, but is relevant. So these are concepts of what makes us Singaporean. And that is available throughout the country. I think when you take a taxi, when you go to the hawker centres, when you go to a shop, you go to attraction, you'll find that this is the tenets of Singapore hospitality. What we're trying to do with our hotels is just simply provide it with an Australian flavour. Just like, for example, if you go to Le Meridien, there was, at least in the past, there was a French flavour. You know, but that doesn't mean it takes anything away from the destination. Mm. So for the people who are Americans, they come and they stay in a Marriott. Why? Because there is an American flavor. And in fact, many hotels in the world takes on a very heavy American flavor. It's because America is the dominant superpower, and therefore everywhere you go, you get an American breakfast. But what we're trying to do is, as a hotel with a Australian flavor, you will have avocado on toast. That's all. So it gives it an Australian flavor rather than the usual suspects of a European or American flavor.
So, Arthur, you mentioned the Singaporean twist, right? Would you care to define that for us?
Well, the Singaporean twist is the fact that, you know what, most of our staff are Singaporean, right? So, therefore, it is not as if in this Adena hotel, everyone is going to greet you with g'day, mate.
Mm.
We're not going to say that.
So you're not
going to
do that?
No. We're not going to go around and say g'day, mate. That would be uncomfortable and that would be awkward. So, the fact is, we are operating a hotel with an Australian flavour in Singapore.
It just brings back, you know, when I first started my restaurant and I was frontline helping, asking, getting customers order, what would you like for lunch today? What would you get for dinner today? And I get stared at with a blank stare. And then I realized my staff would just go up to them. It's like, what's your order? What do you want?
Yeah,
that's the Singapore hospitality.
It's what you want.
Yeah,
what?
And some people enjoy that.
You've got to skip the do, because when you say do, they get confused.
They get confused.
But many words for Singlish. I mean, we're all about the shortcuts, right?
So in terms of entertaining Australian clientele, which will be your focus, will you be, you know, retraining your staff in, you know, how to engage with them?
I think that brings a nice segue into the next point, which is, you know, what we are wanting to do really is to pivot towards quality tourism. And we also want to strengthen our Singapore core. And I think it's very exciting, and our staff are certainly all really hyped up that the fact that, you know, we're going to be sending every year six of them to Australia to be exposed and to be trained. And there will be a cross-training of six Australians coming up to Singapore to be exposed and to be trained. So this enriches their exposure and their skill set. So I think it's good. It will give us an exchange of a meaningful exchange and a methodical exchange and a deliberate process in which we can grow our Singapore talent as well as to expose our colleagues in Australia to something outside of Australia. Because, you know, Australia is also very parochial, you know, in the way they do their hospitality, because 85% of their business comes from domestic Australia. And of course, the question of why aren't there more Singaporeans rising up in the hospitality business? Why do we still continue to rely a great deal on foreign managers? It's because a lot of Singaporean hospitality people lack international exposure. When I say international exposure, I don't mean working in Johor or Batam, you know. I'm talking about working in first world countries, such as developed countries, such as Australia. So it gives us an opportunity to actually put together a very deliberate and a very well thought out and methodical program whereby every 6 to 12 months, six of us go over to Australia. We take six of them over and there's a cross training. And I think that's going to be good for the industry as a whole.
Let's talk about the fact that other people in the industry have been talking about a labor crunch. It's hard to get people to work in hospitality. A lot of them also left the industry during the pandemic and getting them back has been harder. Are you facing any of these challenges? If so, how are you dealing with it? If you're not facing any of these challenges, what exactly have you done in order to attract and retain talent?
Well, I would say that, of course, all of us face a talent crunch. But if I may use the metaphor, four guys walk into the bar and they find that, for example, there's only one girl, right? Now, three guys are going to come back empty-handed, so there's only going to be one guy that's coming back with a girl. We just want to focus on the fact that we are the one guy that gets the girl. So in a nutshell, is of course, everyone is going through a very difficult labor situation, but not all brands are having the problem in the same way. For us, our challenge is currently, how do we recruit fast enough? Because we don't have a problem in terms of people wanting to join us. What we have as a problem is how do we process the applications quickly enough? Because the people who are good, if you like, for want of a better term, has got plenty of options. So no longer do we have the luxury of dilly-dallying, going through three interviews and then doing reference checks and then, you know, putting them through a medical. It's kind of you have to really streamline and shorten the process. You've got to be very decisive, you know. If the person fits the bill, and you have to make sure that we have three people interview instead of coming back for three interviews. That's how we solve our problem, and that's how we are managing it. And of course, at the end of the day, I would like to say that, you know, one would have to be an employer of choice, because it is an employee's market right now. So yes, we are having labor challenges. It is very tough, but it's not overwhelming.
What are you doing to be the employer of choice? Putting aside, of course, that analogy that you chose to use earlier about guys and girls, seriously speaking, I mean, what exactly do you have in place to ensure that people want to work with you and want to stay working with you as well?
Well, I think a very big reason why we are an employer of choice is during the 2 years in the pandemic, we did not cut a single person's pay, nor did we retrench a single staff. And it was tough. But then, you know, if a company values say that we are an organization that embraces Christian values, then we have to live up to that. And so that has brought us a lot of goodwill and brought us a lot of loyalty. So it's not about what we say, it's what we have done.
All right. Well, we will wait and see what happens then to your plans here in Singapore for your properties and making them more Australian to attract the Australian clientele. Arthur, thank you very much for joining us. Arthur Keong is the Chief Executive Officer at Far East Hospitality.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.